I did want to mention that my predecessor went out and bought a football team. I don't plan on buying anything right now, and if my athletic prowess is any indication, it would probably be a bowling team, Ed. But I'd have no plans to do that right now, but I'm really glad that this is being so successful for you. I did want to highlight just two or three points about one of the most outstanding men in the industry of sports medicine in the United States, about an individual who has made a tremendous impact on the future of a college that lasts 160 years. Harlan Hunter started sports medicine for all intensive purposes in the city of St. Louis. He opened the first freestanding clinic in St. Louis. There were only 20 in the entire United States when he started. Harlan Hunter deeply cares about those people he works with on a regular basis. That is evidenced so quickly by walking into his office and visiting with his patients, by visiting with his staff. It's an amazing, amazing career that Dr. Hunter has built. And as a kind of a monumental tribute to that, his dedication to the safety of young men and women and giving them a facility, a first-class measure, has made a tremendous impact on this college, as evidenced by a gift of $600,000 for the Harlan C. Hunter Sports Complex. We are very, very privileged to be able to count Harlan Hunter among our ranks of distinguished people, and we are very glad and very fortunate to have Harlan Hunter as part of our Lindenwood family. And I think right now, if we could express our appreciation to Harlan Hunter for his impact on this fine old school. And I'll put the mic back up here.
Have you ever had a standing ovation to yourself? No way. That's something that it's quite an honor. I guess as we get older, it's kind of nice to have things come our way. I couldn't do this. And you'll hear down on the field what I have to say about the field in a very short 1-minute speech. But this is family. I came from a town of 350 people. My dad was mayor. It was small. Everybody knew everybody. I knew there was a field here. It was in bad shape. Letters were written. Conversations were made. And one thing led to the next. Bob Hyland is a very influential man, okay? Hard to say no to. But what I have learned in my short time of being associated here is that Lindenwood is also a small community, and it reminds me a lot of home. And I'm getting to enjoy more and more of the people, and it's more and more like home to me all the time. I couldn't do this without the fine support of all the people that have helped me in the past. My family, my wife, my staff, and then all of you. And I cannot afford to make this thing fail out here, so I need to ask your support in the future, too, to keep me going, because there is a lot of money there. I hope that somehow this has stimulated some of the rest of you, as Clayton has said, to go beyond what you usually do in your daily life. Be willing to take a stab and do something different. Yes, I'd like to see it personally, see this thing matched. I'd love to see a field house out here, because then that means my sports medicine can do more. But it also means that the community of Lindenwood will also be having more services offered, which then makes us that much better. I hope in some way I will have stimulated Lindenwood to reach further goals and maybe reach some more of its potential. Also, that I hope that this is one way of leading us into the 21st century. My personal goal is to see more curriculum added and where the negotiations have already started to add more courses out here related to athletics. And hopefully that will become a reality, and that will probably mean as much to me as having a stadium name, probably more. I want to thank all the friends that showed up tonight, my doctor friends, the staff, and all of you. It means a lot to me. Thanks.
If I would go home someday and say to my wife, I've just given whatever school, even the Pope himself, $600,000, I know she would. So I was surprised to see Harlan here all in one piece. Joanne, would you stand and receive our gratitude and our thanks for being such a lovely lady? I was the youngest of 14 children. My daddy was on WPA, so you know where I was. So I never had to worry about him giving away even $10. But if I were a son, I might kind of have some feelings too. And so we're grateful to Todd that he is here tonight. He is in the photography business and is just starting out. And we're very proud of him and would like you to stand, Todd, that you might receive our welcome. Now, I think I'm right on time, but I do want to do one thing before we go. I want to tell you just a little bit about what we've done to the stadium, because I don't think that'll be a part of the program. And I hope that you all will go down to the stadium. We'll get there about at halftime. And Mr. Wilkerson will, if he's still awake by then, will be our MC. And we'll have, we've got quite a festivity planned down there. It's at the halftime of a soccer game between our men's soccer team and the men's soccer team of Southeast Missouri State from Cape Girardeau. The stadium has a new synthetic turf known as All-Pro, a company out of Dallas, Texas. It was just finished this afternoon. In fact, I don't think we have the football lines on yet, but I hope we have the soccer lines on since we're going to have a soccer game tonight. The artificial turf, as I said, is called All-Pro. It's a petroleum-based turf that has about a half inch or more of foam underneath it on an asphalt base. We had to put an inch and a half new asphalt on the old asphalt because Bill Wilkerson had worn out the old asphalt when he was a Cardinal out here. And it had I could see several spots there that looked like it had Wilkerson's footprint all over it where he'd gone down through the asphalt. But anyway, we put an inch and a half asphalt base over the field, and then on top of that, this half inch of foam, and on top of that, the actual turf. There's an 18-inch crown to the field so that when it rains, the water drains off to the side. We installed a sprinkler system for the about 15 foot of new sod that has been placed all around the field. In addition to that, the bleachers used to have railroad ties holding them up, and they were decaying, and so we replaced those with a interlocking concrete block that has the look of stone to it. I think it comes from a firm called Kirshner or something like that. I don't know, but I think you'll agree that it's very beautiful. Eventually, we will be doing the hill that you will see. It's starting to erode away, and some of you students who live in Young Hall, if we don't get that hill taken care of, Young Hall is going to end up on the football field. Pardon me? Parker. I mean Parker, not Young Hall, Parker Hall. But anyway, that field is eroding, and eventually we will be replacing those railroad ties with some more interlocking concrete blocks. We also painted the field. The school colors are either yellow and white or black and gold, or anyway, gold and white or whatever. There's arguments about this, Debbie. So just because you say it's that doesn't make it that. And just because I say it's that doesn't make it that. Anyway, we've decided to paint the field green. And that was a decision made by the president of the college. I take full blame for that. But we kept the gold, and we're not trying to change the school colors. They're still gold and white or black and white or red and white or whatever they are. But you will find that the field, the bleachers, and the press box are all painted green, trimmed in gold. We think that looks very nice. We have some small signs to the stadium that say Harlan C. Hunter Sports Complex and Stadium. Later we will be installing a larger sign, if we can get the cooperation of the mayor, out here on 94. And then we'll be installing a larger sign down in the stadium. Have I left anything out that we did, Jim? And more? Think of cover. Yeah, that was enough. It was quite a job. But anyway, that's something that you'll see. Now, the way to get to the stadium, is there anything I need to do further?
Green and gold was helped. Darcy helped us choose.
Yes, Darcy helped. Oh, then I can't take the blame for it. Well, I tell you, let's leave it like this. If you like it, it was a presidential decision. If you don't like it, our advertising firm, Darcy, told us to do it. By the way, there are a number of people from Darcy here tonight, and we're glad you're here. And there are a number of people here from the Sports Medicine Clinic, Dr. Hunter's Clinic. And to all of you people, again, we're glad that you're here. Anything else I'm supposed to say? Judy Peters, by the way. Where's Judy? Okay. Anyway, Judy Peters has been in charge of planning on the festivities this evening. There have been a number of people in the development department that worked, but Judy was the head honcho, and tell her we thanked her, will you? Now, the way to leave here is just to go out here and to your right, and there's going to be some lovely young ladies with flashlights who will guide you. I'm telling you where to go. They're going to show you where to go. Again, thank you for coming. Good night, and enjoy the dedication.